Can pollution become useful? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
How would you like to live in a neighborhood where garbage was never collected and taken away? What if there was no provision in the creation for getting rid of waste? By now, the earth would have become a filthy mess. Our sewage and other waste does not break down all by itself. Without microbes, waste would simply continue to pile up. But if you were designing a world in which waste would have to be taken away, how would you do it? It's hard to imagine a solution to the problem which is better than the solution God has provided. The creatures which dispose of our waste are microscopic, an improvement over man's big noisy garbage trucks. But microbes don't simply break garbage down into harmless materials. In his wisdom, God designed them to turn useless garbage into useful materials. Man is now beginning to make more use of what God has created. A West German corporation now markets a ceramic sponge, which is home to countless organisms, which not only love highly polluted water, they turn the pollution into useful things, like natural gas and alcohol. Scientists say that the bugs eat almost anything, even pollutants which cannot easily be handled by the usual sewage treatment. Whether we recognize it or not, man continues to learn at the feet of the Creator who made him, which is itself an argument against evolution.
To get a complete set of transcripts from Creation Moments programs, ask about the book Letting God Create Your Day when you visit us online at creationmoments.com or give us a call at 1-800-42-BIBLE. And join us again for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.